sisters, during this Christmas season, I often like the story of these wise men, these magi, these gentlemen from the east, who they saw a star, and when they saw the star, they started to follow it. It's a significant part of the Christmas story because here you have these wise men who, when they finally get to Jesus, the Bible says they give him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That oftentimes we utilize the wise men of this story as one of the foundations or one of the reasons that we share gifts, because the wise men came and they gave gifts. But one of the things I want us not to stay so focused on gifts, because if you look at the overall Christmas story, the Christmas story isn't as much just about gifts, but it's also about people and how we interact with each other. It's also about how we fellowship one with another. If you look at the story, what you will find is in the Christmas story, that here you have Mary and Joseph. Mary is pregnant enough that she's about to give birth, and yet they have no room for her in the inn. It's about how people deal with people. I mean, you cannot tell me that some family could not have taken this pregnant woman in to be with them so she could have her child. It's about how people deal with people, and especially the least of these in this Christmas season. But not just that, but what you find is the shepherds who were keeping watch over their flock by night. The shepherds who were some of the dirtier professions of shepherds, who weren't even necessarily clean enough to worship in the temple, but yet the shepherds were the first ones to come and to help celebrate Jesus. It's about fellowship. It's about people. It's about connecting. And then here you find these wise men who traveled all the way from the east, this great long journey, to be able to be there at Jesus' feet, to be able to be a blessing to Jesus. That this whole Christmas season is really about people and how people connect with each other. And so, my brothers and my sisters, I believe that we can learn from the wise men, but also I believe there are some wise men of 2017 who are helping us understand how people need to deal with each other during this Christmas season. So if you will allow me, I have a video I want multimedia to be able to play for us that can help us, I believe, with some wise men of 2017 to be able to help us to be able to fully understand how God would have us to move during this season. Multimedia, you can go right now.
To you, this has been a tremendous day, right? My wife, my mother, my father have been saying y'all need to get back together.
Yeah.
So when everybody called, I said, no question, we're gonna do this. And just to sit across from you and have those, relive those moments of fun, excellence, working hard, dreaming big, because we were dreaming moments before we were even, who sit up at 19, 20, 21, dreaming of stuff we wanted to do, and now here we are doing it, you know. But you are my brother. Let me apologize to you if I hurt you, that we haven't been together. And God is good to bring us back together. All right? I know, man. It hurt me, too. Come here, man. To go through, but we through it, brother. Okay?
I'll always be here.
Oh, come on, man. I always know.
I know.
But I'm still mad that you beat me.
Church, say amen. Those who may not know, that is Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas, too. Hall of Fame basketball players, two of the greater basketball players in NBA history, two who had been great friends in their times together, but then they had a falling out and hadn't talked or had a falling out for 25 years. For 25 years, they have been beefing with each other. For 25 years, have been having challenges with each other. And here we find them coming together and reconciling after 25 years. My brothers, my sisters, I want to share that because I believe that we can learn a lesson from them, from these wise men here in this scripture. Because as you deal with Christmas, Christmas isn't just about the gifts under your tree. But many of you are going to have to go home. Many of us have to go home to family situations. Amen, somebody. And it's all kinds of drama in the house, that if we're honest about it, that you may get gifts given at Christmas, but it's also shade given at Christmas. Amen, somebody? And there are some underlying issues and drama and beef that happens right there around the Christmas table. And so many of us will be going home and having to navigate that kind of stuff. But I've come by to tell you, I believe there's some lessons that we can learn from the wise men in the scripture, from the wise men of Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas, to help you in this Christmas season. One of the first things I believe you can learn, if you're going to learn from the wise men, is follow the star. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, follow the star. Follow. If you look at these wise men saw a star, told them that Jesus had been born, told them that the Messiah had been born, and they followed the star to be able to get to where Jesus was. They tried to ask the king where Jesus was. The king didn't know. They kept on following the star, and the star took them up over Bethlehem, and the star put them over the house where Jesus was, and they got to the house, and they went, and they were able to give gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh because they followed the star. And I've come to challenge somebody today that you've got to follow the star. In other words, you've got to look for Jesus. That I don't care what your situation, you've got to look for Jesus. That I don't care what's happening in the house, you've got to look for Jesus. You've got to look for Jesus in every situation this Christmas season. That when you get to the house, you've got to look for Jesus and say, where is Jesus in the middle of all this? I've got to find Jesus. I know we've been beefing, but where's Jesus? I know you just looked at me crazy, but where's Jesus? I'm not going to fall for the old okey-doke the way I used to, but I'm going to look for Jesus in the middle of this. Have I got somebody up in the house today? Even if you don't want to say I'm looking for Jesus, I'm just following the star. I'm just following the star. I'm just following the star. Back in the day, I would have gone off right now, but right now, I'm following the star. Turn to your neighbor and say, I used to act a different way, but I'm following the star right now. And so when I go back and get in the middle of all this stuff, I'm following the star. I'm looking for Jesus, and I'm seeing what Jesus has to say in the midst of this situation, baby. I'm not going to run from it. The star gets me to the house. The star gets me to the table because they sitting at the table. I'm not going to not sit at the table, but I'm going to find my way to the table because Jesus is at the table and Jesus wants us to get this stuff together. Have I got anybody up in here? Says this Christmas, I'm following the star. Following the star, I'm following the star. The second thing you've got to understand that we can learn from the wise men is don't worry about the score. Don't worry about the score. You're not working the clock on this one. You're not working the score clock. Don't worry about the score. Reverend Bill, as I was sitting there and as I saw this video of Magic and Isaiah, realized they hadn't been friends for 25 years and saw this transformation that happened for them, saw Isaiah break down and fall into Magic's arms, I sat and I Googled it because I wanted to get some research on it. And the interesting thing is when I Googled it, I looked at the stories and it was one story about it, was a second story about it. But the third story about it was a story that blew my mind because it wasn't somebody who was excited about what had happened. It was somebody who was trying to criticize what had happened. The story said, did Isaiah Thomas ever apologize to Magic? And it's an interesting thing because when I saw that, I did not get out of that. I saw a reconciliation. Amen, somebody. But somebody else was trying to keep the score and trying to say, well, but did Isaiah actually say the words of I'm sorry, or did Isaiah actually acknowledge what he did wrong 25 years ago? They said Isaiah did not take a full account for what he did, but is there anybody here who knows that you can't let folks keep score over your stuff? Because if you keep worrying about the score, you'll never settle the stuff. But if you saw what happened right there, God was moving in the midst of it. Have I got a witness? And God can do some stuff. Now, you've got to make sure, though, that sometimes you got to make sure you got to do just like magic in Isaiah. You can't have a third person there. You don't need the scorer's table there. You just need to pull them to the side and say, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Just me and you. Because when Auntie such and such get into it, she hypes it up. Because she don't want us to like each other. Because she wants to have you all to herself. If I got somebody know what I'm talking about up in here? But you got to get them to the side for yourself and say, let's talk a little bit. And then you got to own some of your own stuff. I like magic because magic didn't sit there and try to go back through everything that happened 25 years ago. Magic just said, I'm sorry if I hurt you. My bad. And that was able to take some things. God have mercy. Somebody up in here, you don't need to have no scorer's table to say you was wrong, I was right. It's been too long. Both of y'all wrong now for letting it last so long. You just got to say, I'm sorry, and let God work it out. Somebody in here practice, say, I'm sorry. Let God work it out. But the third thing, and I'm going to be up out of here, is you got to go home a different way. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, go home a different way. Go home. Ay, 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 ay. One of the things when I look at these wise men, the Bible says that the wise men got there. But the Bible says, and then being told in a dream not to go back to Herod, they went home a different way. And I've come by to talk to somebody at Community of Hope to tell you this Christmas to go home a different way. What do you mean, Reverend? You don't get to go home as the same person you were last year because God has done something different in you this year. You a different person. Go home a different way. You don't need to go home and do all the old stuff you used to do and be the old person you used to be, but go home a different way. When they pass you the red cup, let it pass you on by. Go home a different way. When they say, I know this is your favorite drink, tell them I got a new favorite drink. Go home a different way. When they roll it up and say, puff, puff, pass. You let it pass on by you. Go home a different way. If I got anybody in here, don't you go home with the drama. Don't you go home with the beef. But you go home with the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. I'm so much better. Have I got anybody up in here? You better than you were last year. You better than you were last year. I'm 10 times better than I was last year. I'm going home a different way. Grab your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, you better. You're different. You're better. Go home a different way. Have a smile on your face. And joy bells in your heart. Listen, 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 listen. Hallelujah. 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 The devil is depending on you to be the same old you with the same old mess, keeping the same old stuff going on. But if you go home a different way, then old stuff don't got to be old stuff no more. Folks can't get on your nerve the way they used to get on your nerve when you different. You said, that used to make me go off. When you said that, that used to get me to smack you in your throat. But now I'm different. And because I'm different, I know you're trying to push my buttons. But I got different buttons now, baby. Listen. My challenge for you today. Let Jesus really be the reason for the season. And when you are with your family, Don't disrespect Jesus' birthday by letting that mess keep lingering. That mess has been there too long. I need you to have a magical Christmas. What do you mean a magical Christmas? Magic Johnson made the decision. It's time for this stuff to end. He didn't even know where Isaiah's head was on it. But Magic didn't have to retell the whole drama, had to go back through all the mess. All he had to say was, you know what, it's been too long. And if I hurt you, I'm sorry for my part in it. And let God do the rest. You can tell me, well, I wasn't wrong back then. Yeah, but the beef been going on 10 years, so you wrong for the 10 years. You got to take ownership at some point. Why? We had two funerals last week. Two funerals this week and probably one next week. Time is not given to anybody. You cannot assume you got another 10 years to get it right. You need to get right whatever you got to get right now. Last thing is this. You get it right even if they don't get it right. Magic had prepared himself to apologize. Isaiah was new to the situation and responded the way he responded. There will be somebody that you've been beefing with, that there's been drama with, there's been issues with, and when you go to make it right, their head has not gotten ready to be able to get right yet. But you can't get mad because they're not ready. You just got to do what you got to do and let God do what God can do. Because what you'll find is that if you'll do what you got to do, they may not fully receive it the way you wanted to receive it in the moment, but you'll get a call 2 weeks later. Talking about, I was feeling some kind of way when you did it, but I was able to sit and think about this thing and work through this thing, and I know we got to get right. But you've got to do your part because you're not the same person you used to be. Is there anybody here you're different? I need you to go home a different way this Christmas season. Bless your family with the blessing of the fact that you're different. Bless your family with the blessing of the new you, of the improved you, of the you that can forgive, of the you that can let stuff go, of the you that can own stuff and just fall on the sword and say, one of us gonna have to do this first. And I'm gonna swallow my pride. And I'm going to embody God's love. And I'm going to be big enough to say, hey, we need to get this right. We need to get this together. Now, listen, I need to be clear about this. And someone will ask me why I give this caveat, but I've been pastoring long enough to know I need to say this. This is not the sermon telling you to go back with someone who's abusing you. This is not that sermon. Now, you can reconcile with them, but you ain't got to get back with them. Are y'all hearing me? I need y'all to be clear about what I'm saying here. Because a lot of times what folks will end up doing during the holiday season is folks who have been abusive, who you got yourself free from, will start kind of come back, and because you feel in some kind of way. And then you'll say, well, the pastor said to reconcile, and so you reconcile. I ain't tell you to get back with that person. You're not no punching bag. Don't you claim that on me. All right? If they want to come back and apologize, tell them, okay, God bless you. I accept your apology. Take care. But you don't have to put yourself back in harm's way. Is that making sense to somebody? I'm sorry, I just have to say that because as a pastor, I know how this stuff goes, and I know that the enemy will have you getting back with somebody that don't deserve you to be back with them. And you putting it, no, God got you free. Don't you run back to slavery. Don't you run back to mess. You stay free, amen? But there are others here that y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Is there anybody here that when we talk about you and I talked about family and I talked about Christmas and I talked about issues that you know that there's some reconciling you need to do this Christmas season? Raise your hand if there's some. My God. My God. My God. I want y'all to picture this. Did y'all see all the hands that were raised? Can you picture what God can do if that many people go home a different way? Can you picture what Christmas can mean? Because what will happen is it'll become infectious. It'll become contagious. That you'll show a different way. And God will reconcile you with whoever it is. And somebody else in your family will see what happened and get their stuff right with somebody else in the family. And they'll see that, and then somebody else will get their stuff right with somebody in the family. That stuff will be like popcorn. Dominoes. Right? My challenge for you all, my challenge for us, let's make this a magical Domino's Christmas. Code word popcorn. You just be in that joint, you start seeing other people reconciling that you didn't reconcile, you'd be like, popcorn. Popcorn. Right? Y'all just hashtag that joint, popcorn Christmas. Magical Christmas, Domino's. Y'all just tag me on that joint, right? You ain't got to tell your business, right? Y'all just tag me on that joint. Hashtag Domino's, Rev. Domino's, Rev. Popcorn, right? It could have been easy to come as your pastor and come and preach a regular, beautiful little baby sermon. But I want you to be better Christians. And I want us to have a good Christmas. And if Jesus is the reason for the season, then Jesus can do whatever he needs to do in your family in this season. And my God, when y'all can let that stuff go, it gives so much room for so much peace, joy, and happiness. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord in here. I feel God's hand in here. If you're here and you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your day to get right with God. This is your day to get connected.